The Championship with the72.co.uk. We love the Football League. So we've got Matt Jones here. Now, Matt is one of our Derby County writers, and he's an expert when it comes to the Rams. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm right, mate.
Yeah, not too bad. Now, it's been a decent start to the season that Derby have had. You're in fourth place. Couple of losses of late, but still not too bad.
No. All in all, it's been pretty much, I think, as most Derby fans expected. Obviously, after last season's heartbreak, any sort of good start to the season was ideal. Obviously, as you say, a couple of losses of late, but hopefully the win against Huddersfield midweek will revitalise the team and we can kick on.
And you really did need a win, and made it a little bit tricky at the end with Huddersfield scoring on the 90th minute there, and but managed to grind out the win.
Yeah, well, as people say, it's a sign of good teams when you can win and you're not playing particularly well. And to be honest, on Tuesday night, I don't think Derby were at their free-flowing best. But as you say, we managed to grind out a win, and as you all say, it was absolutely vital to get back to winning ways after a poor loss against Brentford at the weekend.
And what about this match against Wolves then? Because Wolves have been a bit of a surprise package this season, kept the majority of their squad from last year, but have done quite well. A little bit like Derby, have tailed off a little bit of late, but still a tricky team to play against.
Oh, absolutely. I actually predicted Wolves as a dark horse before the season started, so I'm not surprised at all to see where they are. They've got a good team with a good manager. Looking at their results of late, they've only won two of the last eight matches, but I know it's still going to be an extremely difficult game. But hopefully, like I say, we can kick on from the Huddersfield match and bring back 3 points. Well, bring home 3 points.
And of course, as I'm afraid to say it, but if Wolves were to win, they would leapfrog you in the table as well. They could possibly go up to third place,
yeah,
couldn't they? So it just shows you how tight this Championship is, perhaps compared to previous years.
Absolutely, it's the hardest league, as the hardest league to get out of any, probably in Europe. Any team can beat anyone else on the day, as has been proven this season. I mean, Charlton have beat us, Brentford have beat us, and a poor home loss to Wigan. In reality, these are the sort of teams that Derby should be beating, but they're the teams that we're not beating at the minute, unfortunately.
Pretty much a full-strength Derby starting 11 that we saw against Huddersfield then, wasn't it? Arguments that perhaps John Eustace or Simon Dawkins could be pushing for a start, perhaps. What do you see the overall team looking like?
I think, as it stands, I think John Eustace is going to be used more away from home, and the Real Madrid loanee Omar Mascarell will be used mainly at home matches. I think it's just because Eustace gives you that base in midfield, whereas Mascarell is more creative and he's more of a passer than John Eustace is. So I wasn't surprised to see him play on Tuesday night. But I would probably expect Eustace to come back in on Saturday, to be honest, because it's the sort of game where we need to be more tight than against Huddersfield. As far as Dawkins goes, he's not really doing anything wrong at the minute. It's just Johnny Russell and Jordan Ibe keeping him out.
And who are the main threats to look out for then in this, well, what is a very good Wolves squad then? Of course, Nuar Diko has been out for a few games, and we know the threats of Bakary Sakho. Are they the type of players that Derby have got to look out for?
I think they're the exact two players that I was going to actually say. Obviously, is it Diko that's been out for a while?
It is, yes. Nuar Diko has missed a few games now, and Leon Clark's been playing instead up front.
to be honest, with the strike force they've got in Diko, Clark, and players like that, any combination they're going to put out is going to be powerful and big and quick against what is, to be quite honest, a slow Derby centre-back pairing. Because if it's Richard Keogh, which it obviously will be, it's just a case of who partners him. And if it's Jake Buxton or if it's Ryan Shotton, neither of them are the quickest in the world. So I'm worried about the pace that Wolves possess up front. But hopefully, with the quick wing-backs that we've got, it can neutralise their threat on the wing a bit, I'm hoping.
And finally, Matt, what the all-important question, what score prediction are we looking at here then?
I can see it being another close game. I'm thinking that Derby are going to grind out a 2-1 win. That if I had to predict, I would say a 2-1 Derby win. But I wouldn't surprise to see it being a draw at all, the way that Derby are playing at the minute and the way Wolves are playing at the minute.
Well, it's certainly one of the games to look out for in the Championship. I know you're a season ticket holder at the iPro, Matt, so enjoy the game. Fingers crossed for you as a Rams fan, but of course, good luck to the Wolves fans that are listening as well. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you. Cheers.